Oh, rot gut. Smoke on the water, that's not even whiskey, is it? That's paint thinner and alcohol. That's what kills them. Moonshine, I guess. White lightning.
And a moonshine and white lightning would be a homebrew.
Yes.
But the cheap whiskey is something. Now, I wanted both of those, so...
All I can think of is right good. I don't know.
What was that on the water, as you said?
Smoke on the water.
Oh. Is that sometimes used as a term for...
It's something that the winos drink when they're real desperate, and it's paint thinner with rubbing alcohol, I think, and it smokes up, and it very often kills the people who drink it.
Is that right? I've never heard of that. That's interesting. If something's cooking, you might say just
smell it.
Right. And some different kinds of sweetener other besides sugar and saccharin. I mean, these are
there's honey and there's molasses and you get into your, some of the old folks in the mountains call jelly and jam and so forth sweetening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know the terms long sweetening and short sweetening? Have you ever heard that?
I've heard that discussed. It has something to do with molasses, but I don't know exactly what.
When you talk about molasses being thick, how would you say that the molasses...
is thick.
And over pancakes, you might pour maple
syrup.
But you associate long. You've heard long sweetening and short sweetening talked about in relation to molasses, not?
Yes.
And something isn't artificial. You'd say this is not
real.
This is an artificial leather. You might say it's real leather. You might say it's
genuine.
Yeah. And sugar might be sold in packages, or it might be sold
in bulk.
And you have two shakers on the table. You might have two shakers on the table.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah. And you want to, you have, there's a bowl of apples. You might say to someone, please give.
You pass the apples?
Yeah, you want some. Just say, give.
Would you give me an apple?
Yeah, that's right. And we talk about some boys. You say, these boys? You say, no.
Those boys.
And you tell, someone asks you where something is. You say, oh, it's over.
Over there.
You're showing someone how to do something. Say, don't do it that way. Do
it this way.
All right. And if you didn't hear what someone said, you might say,
I didn't hear you.
And we're talking about the opposite of rich is
poor.
All right. And speaking about a man who's in this state has a hard life. You'd say a man has a hard life. A man.
A poor man.
Yeah, or a man that, would you say, a man, well, here it's just a matter of, what do you say, a man? What's poor, a man? That's poor, a man? Who's poor?
Oh, a man who is poor.
All right. And, he's the man, talk about owning an orchard. Say, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
And he's the boy, father is very rich, he's the boy.
Whose father?
The center of a cherry is called a
pit,
and the center of a peach
is a pit. I guess a cherry is a stone.
All right, and a peach.
Oh, excuse me. That's
now you said they call a cherry